11:05 p.m. in the East. Streaming live on Pride48.com, it's time for Mix Minus. My name is Daniel Brewer. I do not do this show alone, though. I do it with my good buddy, Adam Burns. Adam, how are you this evening?
Why do you make me buy things? I'm going to go broke.
I don't know what you're
I'm doing
excellently. Thank you for asking. I'm glad. What was that? Did I come out too strong?
I bumped my desk.
Oh,
no. I bumped my desk.
Suddenly the Adam cam was jiggling all over the place and everything. How's the weather tonight in Arkansas, by the way?
I think it's a little chilly outside, but it was a beautiful sunny day, but a little on the nippy side.
We had such great weather this past week. It was in the upper 80s. It was gorgeous. I could sit out on my little screened-in patio while eating lunch and listening to podcasts, and even, dare I say, take a few Zoom meetings out on the porch, which I love. But then all of a sudden, like Thursday night, this horrible cold front went. It was cold today, Adam. It's like 50-something degrees outside right now in Florida. That's crazy. This is not Florida weather, Adam.
Well, it's been cold all week here, but it was probably, I'm only guessing. I have no idea. Someone in the chat room will Google it and be like, no, Adam, you're wrong.
Yes.
But it was probably got into the 60s today, maybe close to 70 at one point. Mm-hmm. But in the more, like last night, it was in the 30s. So
the problem, I'm standing this evening, Adam.
Yeah.
Because I feel that it adds to the energy.
Does it?
But I keep having to lean over to because now my mixer didn't rise with the standing desk.
I hear that can become a problem as you get older.
Yeah. Your mixers don't rise quite as well. So I'm having to lean over to do that. I'm only saying this because you have chosen to do this crazy video experiment now where we're streaming live, not only on Pride 48, not only on our Discord server, but we're also streaming live on YouTube. And
YouTube.
It's going to be big, Adam, I hear.
The world.
It's going to be a big thing.
It is.
So now I feel like I have to do, you know, I have to switch into full
work. Do your
work.
Makeup?
No, like, you know how you do at work when you do Zoom meetings Teams meetings all day at work. And so you're constantly looking up at a webcam. You're not looking at anybody. You're looking at a little webcam and you just see movement out of the peripheral of your eye. So I have you full screened over there and I can see out of the peripheral vision what you're doing. But in order to maintain the illusion that you and I are looking directly at each other, I'm staring at a little webcam. So that whole crazy thing. Yeah.
We're already talking about the video, Daniel.
I know.
Sorry.
We're not going to do it.
It's not supposed to happen.
We're not going to do it. I'm going to talk about, no, I'm not. You're up first. So you get to switch the topic then. You get, that's excellent.
Okay, sure. So I talked to the chat room about this earlier because I forgot that I put it on the Trello, to be perfectly honest.
Yes.
But
you can skip it. We can talk about it later.
I can talk about it. So I want to go on a vacation.
Yes.
Now we went snow skiing. I understand that I went snow skiing.
So unusual though, Adam. It's so unusual for you to want to go. It's like, I feel like wanting to go on vacation is just something that nobody wants to do that. You know what people really want to do? They want to stay home. They want to stare at the same forward. You alone, Adam, are the only human being that wants to go on vacation. So go ahead. No, tell us about it.
Well, I was just saying, I realize we just went on a vacation but you know, that was a family vacation.
Right.
And
it doesn't count.
It was cold weather vacation. Mm-hmm. You know, that doesn't even really count. I did one of my classes that I'm taking right now for product management.
Yes.
So Mark mentioned to me the other day that he said, you know, Boyfi, we should look at going to one of the U.S. Virgin Islands because we like going to islands. They're pretty.
Can you name them?
Water.
Can you name the two U.S. Virgin Islands?
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. No, there's St. Thomas. That was really quiet.
I'm having to.
there's St. Thomas.
I have to put a telephone book under the mixer or something. This is
there's LaCroix. No, that's not
that's
it.
That's a
it's
water.
Something
I'm
similar
pretty sure
to
that's
that.
A, that's it's, a water. St. Croix.
St. Croix, and there's Johnson. No, I don't know. I saw them last night.
A prostitute's clients are called a.
They're called a John. St. John?
Yeah, St.
John.
There you go. go and see the other Virgin
Islands. They have a whole apostle theme going on there. St. John, St.
Yeah, Peter, Paul, and Mary sank, so they don't actually use those anymore. So maybe they're part of the British chain. No one pays attention to the British Virgin Islands there. They're just not worth it.
I've never been there. He's never been there to any of them. Mm-hmm. I don't know which one you would choose. They're probably very similar.
Have you been to any Caribbean port?
Well, when we went on one of the cruises, I don't even know that it was Disney. Mm-hmm. We stopped at the Bahamas and we only were on the beach and we took a cab over to the Atlantis Resort. And we didn't really venture out into a lot of the Bahamian area.
The Bahamian area, they use stevia. You don't want to go there. The Bahamian area, however, Adam, they use stevia. I was just torturing that metaphor. My view is that if you've been to one Caribbean port, you've been to all of them. They all at this point in time are very, very, very similar. However, Auntie Scott in the chat room brings up an excellent point that he and Drew have been cruising much more than all of us combined. And you could ask him questions about these things. Maybe sometime you should do a show with him.
Now, and I know Auntie Scott is not on here recording with us now, but I'm wondering, because Puerto Rico was very nice.
Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory. It's not a...
Well, so are the U.S. Virgin Islands. They're U.S. territories.
But all the port areas, just the immediate port areas, tend to be very touristy. You can buy the same shells and t-shirts at all of these kind of places.
So I don't know. It would be a Cayman. Cruise.
Yeah.
It would not be a cruise. It would just be a trip.
You're just going to go there. Well, then
going there. And I don't know. Maybe that's a bad choice. But you see all these Sandals Resort ads where it's crystal clear blue waters. And
ooh, you should go to that place. You know that place where the hotel rooms like are over the water? Like there's you can dive through the floor to go into the water. Yeah. Yeah, do that.
I think those are kind of expensive though. The only thing.
Adam.
I mean, I don't want to pay thousands of dollars a night. I feel like some of those Sandals resorts that are like that are maybe $2,000 or $3,000 per night.
Yeah. And Daniel. Did you take the money that you were going to spend on vacation last year, which you didn't take, and then just roll it into doing a once in a lifetime vacation. If COVID has taught you anything, Adam, it's live for today. You have the money. It's not going to put a hurt on you. I'm going to quote a very wise man that once told me, if you can afford to splurge, why wouldn't you splurge?
I'm investing in index funds right now. I've got one day I'm going to be old and I'm going to tell you this very quickly.
Dolly Parton had this. I'm completely making this. I know that there's a Dolly Parton story, but I'm just so flying out on a thin line. I'm just pulling shit out of my butt here because that's gross. I know I've heard a story similar, but she had these china, a set of china that she had inherited from her mother. It was the nice china. She put it in her china cabinet and she didn't use it because you only use that special china on special occasions. And she never got
to
use it.
Was it china of many colors?
I don't know, but she never got to use it because her house caught on fire and this china got destroyed in the fire. And so ever since then, she's like, you know what? If it's every day can be a special occasion. It's like, if you buy nice things and you should use the nice things, they're not to be pushed away. They're to be used and enjoyed because we could all go tomorrow.
We could. Yes. You're right. I'm well, saying. Anyway, we're looking at it. I don't know. Maybe people will talk me out of it and say, oh no, they're not nice. Do a cruise and be on there for one day. Mark might be, I think Mark is ready for a vacation that's not a cruise.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to be able to
go on a cruise for single day.
You're talking about going in July.
July. Yeah.
Well, there is no US cruise going.
That's true.
You cannot. The only cruises that are happening right now are Royal Caribbean, and that means you have to fly to the Bahamas and then leave from there and return there. You don't hit any U.S. ports.
So I don't know. So I don't know. We're looking at it. That's it.
Well,
but we've got to decide soon because I think flights are going to go up.
Oh, I don't know. I think there's going to be a lot of competition right up front. There's still going to be people that even though they've been vaccinated, even are not going to be comfortable sitting in an airplane with a bunch of people after a pandemic because of whatever they feel about enclosed spaces or whatnot. There's a lot of people that, you know, are going to get into a plane and hear someone cough and they just start freaking out. I feel like it's going to take a while for us to psychologically return to normal. I'm not saying you, and I'm not saying me. I'm just saying us as a country. There, you know, that there are people that will take this to the nth degree of, you know, of panic. So I feel like it's going to take a while.
You know, then there were others who never thought we should do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Why are we wearing masks? What the hell? Exactly. What are you afraid of?
Right.
You know, so.
And there's going to be people that don't want to get on a plane because even though the air exchange on a plane is far greater than the air exchange, like in a mall. So it's like airplane traveling in an airplane is actually safer from an air exchange standpoint than it is being indoors somewhere. But,
well, I want to point out,
yes,
we will both be fully vaccinated.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, before we do anything.
There's an idea. The chat room, have you checked into Mar-a-Lago? I hear that they've got some good rates.
God.
They've got some good rates on some rooms there. You could saddle up with your buddy and
do all this kind of thing. No, he is all not.
Right. But let me tell you this, Adam, while you're traveling, even if you're traveling across, you know, outside of the country, if you're going, no matter where you go, Adam, as long as you have internet service, you can watch things that you recorded on your Tableau in your home. And you, I know you just got a Tableau because I've been listening on your personal podcast this week. So I'm super excited to hear what happened. Well, tell me about that. I got my Tableau when we first bought this house. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I'm excited to hear what you think.
Well, I'll give you my initial. So today I set it up.
Today. So this and is hours of usage, maybe minutes of usage. This in-depth review is based off of minutes of usage of this device. Yes.
Mark said to me, are you just setting this up now because you're afraid Daniel's going to ask you about this on the show tonight? I said, how dare you? I would never do it. You know, I'm a procrastinator. Well, okay. So I'm still thinking about whether or not I should buy an antenna. So we have the little small flat antennas that you can stick to the wall.
Yes.
Or whatever. And that's what we were using on our televisions. Mm-hmm. And I thought, yeah, I need to buy. But then the one you suggested last week, and I don't remember if we talked about it on the recorded show or
it was on the post.
Or whatever. But the one you suggested is a directional
one.
Correct.
Yes, it is
directional. And when I was looking on that site that you go to look and see where the channels are, they were all around you.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
The noise removal remove that. But anyway, so they were all around us. They were all around us. That's what they do at the movie theater when they're doing the Dolby.
No,
surround.
I got the reference.
You know,
the reference, Adam. I did.
So our channels are not in one direction. And so I thought, well, I don't know if that one would be good. And then I started researching and I wasn't sure. And then I thought, you know, I should try one of the antennas we've already got because we've already got two antennas. An
excellent choice, yes.
And so I...
You hooked up the antenna.
I hooked it up. And just actually not even in the attic. So I have a closet here that has at my switch.
Right.
The internet
the
switch
beauty,
and the all of that.
Not to sound like a salesperson here. Yeah, by the way, Tableau, not a sponsor. We don't work for Tableau. I just happen to like it. But the beauty of the Tableau is that you can put it wherever your antenna gets the best signal because it doesn't connect to the TV. It connects to your home internet. So, I mean, your home network off of your router. So you can put it anywhere in your house where you get the best signal and you either hardwire it to your router or you can use Wi-Fi to put it to your router. And then you use apps on all of your devices in your house. Every TV, all the smart apps, you know, Roku's, everything. There's an app for it, the Tableau app for it. And then you can watch live TV and all of that, as well as recorded TV and in all of your rooms. Yeah. So go ahead. So you got some channels.
And it actually, I've got CBS, mm-hmm. Univision, mm-hmm. CW Plus, which I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
I feel like the CW is so behind. They just like everyone else was like Disney Plus, Discovery Plus. And we're CW Plus.
I don't know. Court TV.
Ooh, that's a good one.
ABC.
Yes.
Something called Australia. It's also, no, it's E-S-T-R-L-L-A.
Yeah.
Tele something.
Yeah.
Which I
Telemundo,
guess.
Telemundo.
It's what's on right now on that channel is Noticias Telemundo.
Yeah, Telemundo.
So I guess that is. Telemundo. And then I've got something called MNT. I don't know what it is, but they're playing Inside Edition right now.
That's actually the mount point of the tablet. And I'm sorry. That was a Linux. That was a Linux joke for anybody out there. Okay.
I have NBC.
There's like two geeks out there that snickered at that joke, by the way.
I have Fox.
Yes.
And Daystar, which, you know.
Oh, well.
I mean, come on.
Better than the Nightstar.
We'll be watching a lot of Daystar.
You know what we call the Daystar here in Florida?
No.
The sun. It's anyway, so you got it hooked up. You got these. And how much playing around did you get to do with it before?
A little bit. So I turned it on a couple of TVs. I was like, oh, I wonder if I can play on multiple TVs at the same time.
You can.
I can.
Yes.
I don't know. I think it has four tuners or something. So I would assume after the fourth TV.
No,
maybe
that's not
you
true.
Would need
it can record four programs on four different channels at once. So if you have multiple, so each tuner has to be tuned to the channel you're trying to record. But as far as your internal on your network, you can have infinite number of devices because it's not playing the antenna signal. It's playing the things that it recorded. It's just serving out that file to those things.
So everything that I've seen so far, I've really liked, and I think it's nifty. It's a lot better than just the antenna by itself. And also, we bought a very cheap over-the-air DVR from Walmart for like $15 or something, which was the biggest piece of crap I've ever bought in my life. Much better. This is much, much better. And all of the album art came in for all the shows, and you can set the recordings just like on a regular DVR. I assume some of that's going to go away after my 30-day free trial, but...
Wait, which goes away?
I think the album art and some of that stuff may go away because I think you have to subscribe for that.
No. The only thing I pay for on my Tableau is...
I feel like
you know what it was? I paid a one-time fee for it. I think you can pay a $99 one-time fee for that instead of getting billed monthly.
I don't know what'll happen if they'll just go, oh, we don't know what's on, or if you just lose the art or something.
No,
you would only
get a couple of days. You wouldn't be able to look a week ahead or whatever. You would only be able to get the next couple of days on your shows. But the only thing I pay for is the commercial skip feature, which is $20 a year. So you pay $20 a year and you get the commercial skip. And that's where after it records your program, whatever program that you've recorded, it sends the data to it up to their servers, and they have a bunch of AI stuff that figures out where the commercial breaks are. And then it basically blocks off those commercial breaks. So you don't even have to hit fast forward. You're just watching Penn and Teller's Fool Us on over the air. And as soon as it gets to the commercial break, it just goes, put, and you're done. And you keep playing it.
So... Anyway, I like everything I've seen so far, and it wasn't that expensive. It was only $150 or something.
Yeah.
And I got the one that included storage.
Oh, okay.
So the one I got included storage. Okay. But I will say this, and this has nothing to do with it has nothing to do with the Tableau.
Here we go.
There aren't apps on any of our televisions. So that means that we have to use Chromecast.
What are your televisions using?
Well, we have an old LG TV that Mark had when I first met him. We have a Vizio, and we have my new one is a Samsung, but none of them had a Tableau app on them.
Yeah. Roku has it. Fire TV has it. I think even
so, we don't, none of our TVs are Roku TV and none of our TVs are Android TV. They're Samsung, Vizio has their own.
Oh, if you can cast to your TV, you can do it that way. Cause you could go do it on your phone and then cast to your TV.
So I do have an NVIDIA Shield on the TV up here. Mm-hmm. So I'm able to use that. And there is an app on that cause that's Android TV.
Yeah.
But the two downstairs, there's no app. So what that means is, we would have to first pull it up on our phone. We have Chromecast, but we would have to pull it up on our phone first.
Honestly, at that point in time, then just get one of those dongles. Just get one of those Roku dongle, you know, for $29 that you just plug into another HDMI and it's just another source on your TV. Then just flip over for that. I used to have to do that because Twitch, you know, and Amazon in their infinite wisdom decided that they were going to discontinue all the Twitch apps except for Fire TV. So the only reason I have a Fire TV hooked up to my TV is so I can watch Twitch. It's like if Twitch was available on Roku, I would not have that stupid Fire TV hooked up to my TV at all.
And that's not a, I mean, that's not a Tableau's fault because I assume, well, I don't know. Maybe they are the ones.
I'm delighted that you like it so far. I'm interested to hear in usage how you like it. I know that I read through a lot of boards and stuff when I first got it. And the biggest advice that I took away from there was spend the money to get a nice antenna because in this world of digital signals, a bad digital signal does not come across as static. It just doesn't render. So you lose. So having a bad antenna or one that's going to cut out in cloudy weather or whatever, it's kind of like the satellite system where it's not quite aimed at the satellites and, you know, a storm happens and you lose all your TV and whatever. So just make sure you get a decent antenna. And antennas are not horribly expensive. I think, you know, to blow a lot of money on an antenna is to spend $60 or $70.
It's picking. I don't know what to choose because, like I said, I don't see myself climbing on the roof.
I would hit up a lot of those forums and because they make attic antennas that go along the eave inside the attic.
Our attic is super tall.
But they'll also suggest people to install them. And so, I wouldn't do any work in the attic. I would have someone come in and install it.
How do you, our attic, there is so much space that I think, man, we could use that for storage, but I am scared to death to walk in that sea of insulation, to try to find a beam.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm gonna trip and fall through the ceiling.
What we did here is the previous owners of this house had a satellite, they had Dish or something. I just took that mount that was already on the wall, on the outside of the house, and I just pulled the Dish off and then put my antenna on that mount. So it's like, it's 8 feet up in the air, just on the side of my house in the backyard. So I live in a place where all of the channels I want to watch are in one direction. So that's why I use that directional antenna that pulls in all of them from that direction. This is super exciting for people.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know what? We are geeky guys and people love that about us.
This thing, Adam. I know that you listen to other podcasts. I listen to other podcasts.
I do.
And one of the ones that I listen to without shame, I've talked about many times on this show. It's the downloads. I want to go there. How do I get to the recent? Oh, I remember where it's at. All right. So I was listening to one of these podcasts that I actually am a Patreon member of. It's called the QAnon Anonymous Podcast. I know I've talked about it on this show before. These are the guys that have been there all along debunking QAnon stuff and giving you news on that crazy. So
there's a documentary I want
to
see.
Oh, on that documentary, by the way. They're on episode 2 of that documentary. You actually get to see them. But I was listening to this show and their guest on this episode sounded like a doppelganger for a Pride 48 podcaster. I'm going to play this clip and I want you to tell me what Pride 48 podcaster does this sound like?
So some of the projects I've got coming up, there is a feature-length version springboarding off of David Dee's about conspiracy theorists and conspiracy theories in general that I'm co-directing with my friend Simon Ennis. So this will be like similar sort of character profiles like Dee's of various conspiracy theorists, but then we're also going to bring in historians and psychologists, you know, neurologists, philosophers mm-hmm. to create a whole sort of picture.
I don't think I'm thinking the same person that you are.
I don't know.
Because I'm thinking John from Secretly Timid is who I'm thinking about. But I don't think that's who you would be thinking about.
No, that's not who I was thinking about. That to me sounded like Taylor the Latte Boy. That sounded like Taylor. Listen to a little bit more.
Pantheon of conspiracy theories. If anyone knows any interesting conspiracy theorists that we could profile in the vein of David Dee's.
You know what it is?
What?
When Taylor podcasts, mm-hmm. his voice raises a little bit when he's excited mm-hmm. and he doesn't quite sound like that. But when he's just normal talking, like if you call him on the phone or something, he sounds more like what you just played.
Oh, I see.
And I normally hear him when he's podcasting, not when he and I don't have a close personal relationship unless he needs audio help.
I was going to say, I find that Taylor talks differently on Pod as My Copilot than he does on DrewPaul's Drag Race Recap, which
DrewPaul's.
Yeah. DrewPaul's. Right. They couldn't do RuPaul because they couldn't afford it. So they're doing DrewPaul, which is Ru's brother. It's like,
oh, hey.
Yeah.
One other thing. I know you've already moved on, but speaking of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes.
The only other thing is my plan was to get rid of YouTube TV and use this Tableau.
Right.
But I realized there's nowhere to get Bravo shows without a cable subscription.
That is incorrect.
You have to pay for something. You have to do Fubo or...
No. Here's what you do. You do exactly what I do. Do what your good buddy Daniel Brewer does. You're going to pay a one-time fee of $29 for the entire season on Amazon, and then you have it delivered to you with no censoring, commercial breaks, and that $29 for a show that lasts over 3 months is like less than $10 a month. So
yeah, there's a RuPaul, there's a Drag Race app. Mark there says is, there's
but,
an
but
app
those
you can
are,
get.
You can't watch the US version on that app in the US. You would have to use a VPN. Oh. You know what I'm saying? It's because of the streaming rights and whatever. The streaming rights are held. So just buy it. You can buy it on iTunes. You can buy it on Amazon Prime. Any of those services. Just buy it. It's basically, sometimes you'll find it $19.99. Yeah, so it's $20.
We also watch Top Chef.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're still going to get rid of YouTube TV, but I was like, there's always that one channel that you want and they don't have an app yet.
Yeah, like MSNBC. And yeah, we end up having to pay $35 a month for Sling TV for the sole purpose of getting MSNBC because it's the cheapest way that you can get MSNBC. Even when NBC came out with the Peacock app, I was hoping that their news channel there would be MSNBC, but no, it's not. It's something else. Adam, I want to talk to you about this thing, and I need to find it on the web. So while I'm looking this up...
While you're doing that, I would like to mention that we are joined every Friday night...
Yes?
...by a wonderful chat room.
Really?
Some of them listen...
Really?
Some of them listen on Discord. Some of them listen on Pride 48.
Yep.
Audio stream.
No Some matter how listen you're listening YouTube. To us, there is a chat room that you can join and play along with this. If they wanted to get to the chat room, if they're listening on some alternate device right now, all you have to do is go to pride48.com. There is a chat icon there that will take you to the Pride 48 chat room, which is where we are, which is, it's a Discord link. So it's just going to launch Discord. Yeah. So.
Well, I was going to say all that to give you time to do whatever it was.
I'm sorry. I'll go back to looking up my stuff now.
So we have... In the chat room with us, Daniel, I don't know if you know this, but right now, at this very moment, we have Auntie Scott, we have Cyclone, our executive producer, we have Auntie Cruza, we have Kathy Marshall, who has joined us recently, we also have Lamont Cranston, and earlier we had Gary from...
Yep, in Phoenix.
Phoenix, yep. From the Rainbow Vista.
Yep.
And and Crone. Oh, Crone is typing now. Listen to that. I mean,
a lot of people. Adam, what I wanted to talk to you about, are you familiar with this website, Podchaser, podchaser.com?
Yeah, it sounds like there's another type of chaser in the world. And there are many different type of chasers in the world.
Podchaser.com is it's a podcast aggregator review sites so to help you find other podcasts, but you can also follow creators on it, and it's kind of like a mini social network. Anyway, it's not important. We're obviously on that website, and Podchaser, you can go over there and you can follow us and you can see lists of podcasts that we follow and all kinds of things. But what you can do is that you can leave reviews for podcasts that you listen to. And I know that you're thinking to yourself, ugh, that's my Adam Burns impersonation, by the way. I'm tired of always doing things for you damn podcasters. But let me tell you why. In the month of April, Podchaser is going to be donating 25 cents for every review that we get on our show. They're going to donate 25 cents to Meals on Wheels, to the Meals on Wheels America Go Further Fund. So for every review that we get on Podchaser, it's totally free, by the way, to sign up for Podchaser. And if you're someone, let's say older, like let's say Auntie Scott, who uses web interfaces exclusively to listen to your podcast, you can build a list of podcasts and then use that their interface to just play the ones that you want right down the line. You know what I'm saying? It gives you a feed. It's kind of like gives you a podcatcher without you having to have a podcatcher. That's not important. But what is important is for every review we get on Podchaser, they're going to donate 25 cents. And we can double that money if you keep Adam and I on our toes here, because every review that we reply to, they will donate another 25 cents to Meal on Wheels. It's happening all the entire month of April. This is being sponsored by Podchaser, but they have partners in this: Libsyn, Buzzsprout, Blueberry, Player FM, Podkicker, all the normal places that host podcasts. They're doing this for the month of April. So it doesn't even have to be us. You go whatever your favorite podcast that you like to listen to, or all of the podcasts you like to listen to, go find them on Podchaser. Leave them a review. There you go. 25 cents to Meals on Wheels America, whatever I said.
We would never ask for a review. Look, one time we read a review that had been posted maybe 6 years earlier that we had never read. And we're like, oh, let's look over here and see if, you know, this is strictly
that we had great chemistry, but that our content sucked. They have great chemistry, if only they had better content.
Yeah. So many inside jokes. So much techie stuff that makes no sense.
So anyway,
that chemistry.
That was it. We'll probably talk about that for the next couple of shows, just because you can do it anytime in April. So podchaser.com, PodChaser.com. Suddenly I'm Joe Batanz. I'm spelling things. I don't understand. Yeah. Adam, you're up next.
Really? Do I have another thing?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow, we're doing all of this before. Okay.
Did you want to? I mean, we don't really have a lot after that. We can do that.
Let's save it for after.
All right, we're going to do that. And then in that case, news. Adam.
Yeah, let's do the game.
News game. It's the news game. It's the news game. What questions will he ask? It is the Mix Minus News Game. This is a segment of the show where Adam will read me some questions from the New York Times News Quiz. Not using only my head, brain, and mouth words will answer said questions. These are multiple choice questions. I'll try to answer without asking for the choices, just to make it a tad harder. But we'll see how it goes. And then after that, there's a speed round, which you don't need to listen to because that one's is totally useless. Anyway, Adam, what is our first question on the news quiz this evening?
All right, Daniel. Billions of which type of animal are expected to emerge from underground in 18 states?
18 states.
Over the next few weeks.
That would be cicadas, Adam. And I know this because I remember when I lived in Connecticut, it was at a time where there was like going to be the 6 year period of cicadas and 8 years that were going to coincide, and it was going to be a massive cicada, and it didn't happen. So I'm looking forward to it now. I'm hoping that Florida is one of the 18 states. Is it cicadas, Adam? That was very soft.
That was a little quiet.
Yeah, that was very quiet.
Let me try that again.
Ah, good.
Yes, correct. It is. Yeah. Sorry, you fuzzed out for a second. I don't even know what happened. All right. Yes. Billions of cicadas from a group known as Brood X are expected to emerge in the next few weeks.
Does it say what the 18 states are? I could Google that. I'm hoping that Florida is one of them.
Well, no, it doesn't list the 18 states. Yeah. But all right. The U.S. averaged about 65,000 new cases of the coronavirus per day over the past week.
Yes.
A 19% increase from 2 weeks ago. Which three of the following help to explain why the cases are rising, Daniel?
Three of how many?
All right. Yes.
How many are there that I'm picking three of?
Of five.
So I need to eliminate two. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the first one is B.1.1.7, a more contagious variant is spreading.
That is true. That is one of them.
Number two, many Americans have begun to behave more cautiously.
Incorrect. That is not only incorrect, but that wouldn't help even if it was true.
Okay. Number three, the country has not yet vaccinated enough people to reach herd immunity.
That is true. As of today, we were at 30% of American adults. No, 30% of America has at least one shot.
All schools have now reopened.
Well, that's anything that has the word all or every in it is false. So no, I believe I've eliminated two. So
all right. And the last one is states and cities. I have a whistle in my teeth all of a sudden. States and cities have lifted restrictions.
That is true. Yeah. So it's those three, Adam.
All right. That is correct.
Hooray.
Yeah. All right. As Major League Baseball season begins.
Oh, God.
All 30 teams are allowing some fans in the stands.
You just had to find the sports question, didn't you?
Only one has opened
yes.
to full capacity.
Yes.
Which one?
Oh, God. What's the Florida baseball team name? What are my choices?
All right. Number one, Los Angeles Dodgers.
That's California. Two, that's no way.
The Toronto Blue Jays.
That's Canada. That's no way.
Number three, the New York Yankees.
That is New York City, which is even then, no way. No, they're still locked down.
Number four, the Texas Rangers.
Yes, Texas. Or, home of Ted Cruz and coronavirus whatsoever. And number four, and what's the fifth one?
The Detroit Tigers.
Detroit, Michigan. Michigan. I don't know a lot about Michigan. I know that the cases are rising there. I'm going to go with my gut here. I'm going to go with Ted Cruz's home state. Oh, I don't know if it's his home state, but the Ted Cruz state of Texas, Adam.
All right. That is correct. Yay. Of course, because Texas, nothing's going on in Texas. Yeah. There's no coronavirus. They're all healthy. It's all good. How many have
I think
done?
In Florida, I think the governor tried to like get a passed an executive order or whatever, banning counties from setting mask mandates. It's like, no, you're not even allowed to set them.
Okay. Number four.
Yes.
The rapper Lil Nas X.
Yes.
Unveiled merchandise this week to help promote his new single.
Ooh, tennis shoes.
Hell themed.
What?
That's not the question. Okay, let me finish the question.
Okay.
He did. Were you just saying he released tennis? You weren't answering the question.
Yeah, okay. He released tennis shoes.
I just wanted to do that at some point.
It was just a crazy video, too. That was a crazy video.
It is. Yeah. It is definitely a crazy video.
Yes.
So he unveiled merchandise to help promote his new single and hell-themed music video.
Yes.
It caused some outrage.
Yes.
What product was it? Well, actually, that you did... It is asking what product. Okay. One of them is a bucket hat with horns called the Satan hat. One of them is a sulfur and tobacco scented candle called This Candle Smells Like Satan.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that. Very literal.
One of them is a glow in the dark hoodie with the slogan Satanic Panic. One of them is a lava lamp that looks as if it's filled with blood called the Devil's Nightlight.
Ooh.
And the last choice is sneakers with a pentagram-shaped charm.
Yes.
Called Satan Shoes.
Yes, tennis shoes. It was tennis shoes.
That is correct.
Hooray.
I like that. Somebody was creative coming up with those other products. I want to get the Devil's Nightlight.
I want to get the, what was it? Panic, something panic. Then the glow in the dark hoodie. I don't have them in front of, what was the glow in the dark hoodie?
Oh, sorry. I was looking at the next question. It is Satanic Panic.
Yeah. Satanic Panic. And then I would add at the disco. So Satanic Panic at the disco. See, that would have been my
isn't that from the group that just disbanded recently or said possibly. They're never going to do anything again or something?
Possibly.
What's the name of that group? They wore the helmets.
Devo?
No, the...
Oh, Daft Punk. Yeah, they used to sing on our old podcast. They sang our technology segment.
Oh, so. Yeah. They did that especially for us, actually. Yeah, I don't know if people know that.
We commissioned them to do that, yeah.
They went into the recording studio.
Back before they were big.
Yeah. Okay. Number five.
Yes. Number five.
Civil rights groups and corporate leaders spoke out this week against something that happened in Georgia. What was it?
They passed that hideous voting rights law. The just god awful voting rights law.
That is correct. You got 5 out of 5, Daniel.
5 out of 5. Now comes the point in time where I lose all those points as Adam pulls out an accursed Trivial Pursuit card. Let's put 60 seconds on the big board.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What storied city on the Euphrates River was 55 miles south of Baghdad?
I don't know the name of the Egypt city. Something in Egypt.
Incorrect. Babylon.
Yeah, Babylon.
What 1960 Kirk Douglas epic features Roman soldiers wearing wristwatches?
Jason and the Argonauts?
Spartacus.
Oh.
What country was disputed in the largest sea-air battle in history from October 22 through 27, 1944?
Russia.
The Philippines.
Oh.
What's a LAN to computer users?
A local area network.
That is correct.
Yes.
What are you calling if you dial 1-800-LOAN-YES?
You're calling a loan shark.
The Money Store. What refreshments 1885 version?
I'm sorry, Adam. We're out of time. Cannot finish.
Well, see if you can get it.
The question.
What refreshments 1885 version was called French wine of coca, the ideal nerve tonic?
That would be Coca-Cola. Yeah.
You didn't get it, but got 1 out of 6.
1 out of 6 added onto my perfect score on the actual news quiz. That gives me 110, I think, overall, which is definitely an A+. I just view the Trivial Pursuit things as like extra credit. Like, I've already aced the quiz. Now these are just extra credit. So
here's the problem with that, Daniel. You know where the quiz is coming from every week. You could read the New York Times all week long.
I do read the New York Times all week long, yes.
And prepare for the quiz. So that's not really telling us how much knowledge you have.
No, but the name of the segment is News Quiz. So that kind of implies current events, things in the news. It's not called Trivia Game with Adam and Daniel.
Tomato, tomato. Tomato, tomato, Daniel.
Okay, Adam. All right, Adam, you have some things here on the old Trello that we moved down. So go ahead, hit me with it.
I think I'm going to hire a career coach.
Is this on top of your personal assistant that you're also going to hire?
Well, no, I mean, I have not hired a personal assistant.
How many people are going to be working for Adam Co. going down the road here? It's like, well, I have my personal assistant and I have my media coordinator and I have my, yes.
Well, because people often say, Adam talks about on his Geeky Gay podcast is how much he hates his job, or how much he hates his manager, or how much he hates what he's doing this particular day or whatever. But, and I am in a situation where I've had trouble finding something that I really just loved going to work every day.
Yes.
I enjoy the paycheck. And that's the problem, because nothing that I do would, supply the type of monetary funding that I'm getting right now. But what I think I want to do, because I've never even figured out what I wanted to be when I grow up. So I was thinking, because I'm a trumpet player. At one point, I thought I was going to be, a trumpet instructor at a college or whatever. And I didn't do that. And then I thought, well, I really like computers. But what happened there is I worked my way up so far before I got to being a developer, that when I moved over, I was already past the level where I would just be sitting there writing code.
Mm-hmm.
I was at like a tech lead level. Mm-hmm. And then they expected so much of me because I was already at that level. And so then they're like, well, you need to move into product, and then I'm like, oh, I don't know how I'm doing, making slides all day long. And here's the vision of, and the thing I don't like about being a product owner right now, I don't seem to get, I do all this work saying, here's the research I've done and here's what the customers want and here's whatever. And I never get what I'm asking for. They're like, well, we don't have the money for that, you know, or whatever. And so it's just getting told no all the time. And I'm like, well, what the hell? You know, what am I doing? So I think, because I don't really know, like, I don't really know what I would be happiest doing.
Okay.
And I also don't want to just take a job where I'm making half the money.
Okay.
So I was thinking, you know, maybe there are people out there. There are people I know that specialize in career counseling.
Yes.
That you can talk to and say, and maybe they know what I'll enjoy.
I'm gonna give you one better. You most likely have an EAP at work that will provide you with a career counselor.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, check into your EAP. That's for those of you out of the know, that's the Employee Assistance Program. It's one of those things that usually comes with your benefits. It's an 800 number that you call, but you can get free legal advice, free counseling, all kinds of, like when Robert and I were going through our divorce, before we got divorced, we actually did marriage counseling, which was part of the Yale EAP that was paid for by them.
This is what I suspect. I suspect that I really do like development, mm-hmm. and that I just got too far up the ladder.
All right. But let's, before, all right, let me stretch out an analogy here for you. And I say this as a developer, I say this as someone whose career has been as a developer. It is a loaded term because it can mean so many different things. Working as a dev is a completely different experience if you're working for a small company and you're doing full stack work, as opposed to you're working for a medium-sized company where you're on a scrum team with six other programmers and two QA, and you're basically doing the whole agile stuff where you're breaking down stories and user stories and you have product owners and that whole mess. It is a completely different thing. There is a school of thought that the more creatively rewarding is being a full-stack programmer, to be able to sit down, see the problem, write software to tackle that problem without having to have a committee about it, without having to, yeah. You know, you can change direction mid-flight instead of having to go back in and stand up and, you know, then, oh, we need another grooming meeting because we need to completely change the way we're doing this. And so there's a lot more freedom there. So I just make sure that you understand what kind of development you were doing, because I was always a full stack dev until I came to the company that I work at now. And I was on, you know, one of our new flagship products. So I was on a scrum team with a bunch of people and I disliked that. I loved the pure programming and I loved, you know, working with people on other things and coming up with better solutions. And, you know, I loved the team that I was on, but as a whole, not having any control over the vision of the product or the direction of the product made me very sad. So I ended up moving into the transformation department, where technically my job title no longer has dev in it, but what I do now is write full stack programs that act as kind of middleware to tie departments together. So it's like I have a much more creative freedom in a much smaller arena. And that's what makes me happier, because I'm able to keep the same pay that I would have had as the other programmer. So I think that's probably what you need to find, and a career counselor could help you find that, is like, how do you get most of your creative itches scratched while maintaining the level of income that you had doing another job that maybe you no longer really like? And, you know, my choices in dev were to either go to this other department, right, which is kind of a lateral move, but had more headspace so I could move up better there, or go into management. And that for a dev is just the death knell. There's no possible way that I'm going to have meetings from, you know, 8:30 in the morning until 5:30 in the afternoon. Like, that's it. That's my day. Meeting, 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 meeting. It's like, no, never going to happen. I'm dev. You don't talk to me. It's like, there are people in the companies to keep you from talking to devs. So
kind of where I'm at right now. I'm not a manager, but as a product owner / product manager, I'm in planning meetings and customer meetings and in, you know, meetings with the engineers, and I'm just meeting. Like, I have, on average, I would say I have 8 meetings a day right now. And I would say that's on average. And anyway, so I don't know. I mean, maybe it's not even, I feel like though, if I found the right, like you said, the right type of development, mm-hmm. I think the most fun I've ever had wasn't even really development. It was when, before I ever got into IT, and I was automating stuff. So I was just writing scripts. I was like, you know, I was like, oh, we need to be able to create ID cards really fast. And so I'm going to write a little script that does, you know, X, Y, Z. And you know, I mean, I know that's not true development, but I had full control. I had immediate feedback because I was automating something that was helping people like right then. I was like, okay, here, spend a few days, automate this thing, throw it out there. And people go, oh my God, this is so good. Like it used to take me half an hour to do this thing. And now it takes me 30 seconds or, you know, whatever. So, and I really liked that. The problem anyway, so I've never used a career counselor, but I'm thinking they would be able to make recommendations at the very least.
Yeah, I would check in.
You know,
I would check into your EAP at work because I'm sure you have one. It's all anonymous. So it's like they can't, you know, report, oh well, Adam is looking for, you know, it's like they're there to help you. So use it because that's a benefit that a lot of people don't use.
I think we do. We have some kind of counseling, yeah. And I think they include career counseling in that. So
yeah.
Anyway, that's it. I'm thinking about, and I know, I feel like when I say stuff like this and I complain about my job, people are probably thinking, ugh, why are you complaining? You know, you're going to the U.S. Virgin Islands. Shut up. Just do your work and, you know, you're buying a new toy every other week. But, maybe it's not possible, but I would love to also enjoy getting up and doing whatever. And I've also thought, you know, but this is the thing. Walmart pays really well.
Yes.
Let's say, I think the other thing that would help me enjoy stuff more is if I was working on an application, even if I wasn't a developer, even if I was a product owner, but if I was working on an application that I was interested in. Mm-hmm. So let's say I worked for a company that made recording software or music software or video production software or something that I'm also interested in.
Right.
I think that would also be something that, because I'm interested in the topic, whereas, you know, we're creating stuff that I really have not a lot of interest in, you know? So I don't know.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think that definitely would help with that. Adam, I don't know why I said, it's like, what is that
Daniel.
Book? What's that book? Like How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's like if you mention people's names a lot, it gives you a closer connection with them. Adam.
Oh, okay. Daniel.
I didn't know if you knew that, Adam.
I didn't, Daniel, but now I do. So.
Each and every week here, we get FedEx trucks backing up to our homes on Friday, unloading crates upon crates of paper, dead trees. We single-handedly are responsible for at least half of the climate crisis that we have here in the United States, or globally, I guess I should say. I'm now just making things up, but it comes from our executive producer, Cyclone. These are all things that happened on April 2nd of some year. Adam, this is no longer in front of me. This is from the Mixed Minus Research Center Archives and Test Kitchen. I have no idea why it took me so long to get there. Adam, today is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
I like peanut butter and jelly, although I'm more of a peanut butter and nothing else.
Really?
Sort of person.
Have you tried like a peanut butter and banana sandwich?
No, I don't like bananas, but I think for some reason grape jelly and peanut butter, I like it okay, but I don't love it. If you do something a little more exotic, like a mango jam something like that, or eat honey, but I do like just a piece of toast with peanut butter on it.
There you
with
go.
Like nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were watching one of your bougie cooking shows, how would they, and they were making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, how would they name it to make it sound, you know, impressive?
It would be a sourdough crostini with a peanut gelée. I don't know. Something, a peanut mousse.
Also, Adam, today is Good Friday. I don't know if you knew that.
I don't know
if you heard that. Anyway, it's Good Friday. It commemorates the death of Jesus on Calvary. Now, if
Mark had to eat fish because...
If the Calvary was there, then why did he die? Never quite.
Cavalry. two different words.
Oh, the two different words. Let's see. Today in LGBTQ history, in 1964, 4 years before Stonewall, the first gay cookbook was published. It's called The Gay Cookbook by Lou Rand Hogan. It's a 280-page book for that very special man in your life or for the jaded hostess whose souffles no longer stand on their own.
You know, Joe and I are looking for a new cookbook to pick recipes from for throwing down. Maybe
you should.
I wonder if that's still in print.
You should find yourself a copy of The Gay Cookbook. Let's see.
Did you know there's a cum cookbook?
I did not.
Did you know that?
I did not.
There is. There are two.
Okay. You absolutely should get the gay cookbook, and I want you to make the fruit salad. In Disney history, in 2007, Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor opened at Disney World in Tomorrowland. Do you know what it replaced?
Wait, say, what was it that opened?
It's called the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor.
It was in Florida, or California? Yeah,
in Florida. It's across from Stitch's Great Escape, which is now closed. But what did it replace?
It's a Small World.
No, sadly, that ride is still there. It replaced the Timekeeper attraction, which was a Circle Vision film that had started in Disneyland Paris, and they moved it. They had it here as well. Had Robin Williams playing the part of a little robot kind of a thing, which I think was an addition for the American piece because the film was all in French. But that's not important, Adam. What's important is that Timekeeper had actually replaced the original Circle Vision attraction, which was the Monsanto presents the Circle Vision, where it has, you know, all the screens around you, and they make it, you know, feels like the theater's flying and you can see all around you. That was something that Walt Disney pioneered, the Circle Vision theaters. Exciting. Yeah.
That reminds me of, I don't know if it's the same, but this is not Disney, but at Universal, there was a Spider-Man ride, I think, where you got on this
still
thing.
Still is.
And it just, you're really just looking at the same screen the entire time, but you think you're moving around. Anyway, I don't know.
That you're talking more about Harry Potter, but yeah, the Spider-Man also incorporates 3D projector. Your car travels into different theaters that you're seeing projections on and stuff.
There also used to be this thing where you would literally just go in there and stand in one place.
Yes.
You would just stand, not Disney, but Six Flags or somewhere.
Yeah.
And they would change the screen. And
Yeah. On 1513, Ponce de Leon claimed Florida for Spain. So, yeah. Florida was originally a Spanish colony. In 2005, Pope John Paul II died. And let's see if we have anything else. In 1982, Argentina invades the Falklands. Wasn't that the one where Reagan gave that speech about them trying to steal the nutmeg? I'm pretty sure.
You're older than me. I was a mere child.
Mere child. Adam, there were some number one movies on this day, April 2nd, of different years.
How are you going to handle this one? Because you normally play a song, but you've got background music going there.
Well, I fade down the background music, and my problem is I haven't pre-found the theme song that want to play. So talk for just a moment while I look for some.
You know what you could do? You could say executive. No. You need to find one now, but you could say for the future executive producer. Uh-huh. If you would just find an audio theme song for and send, he would also have to send that to you separately because I get the same, I get the same sheet that you get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, exactly.
You just assign more work. He'd probably want a raise though.
Well, we would have to go. We could double what he gets paid.
Well, we could. I mean, I would do that. I'm a generous guy, and. Doubling it. Hell, let's triple it.
Okay, here we go, Adam. Here's a theme song from one of the number one movies on April 2nd of some year. Adam, what is... What is this song?
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Any guesses?
Well, I'm just going to say, because I want it to be this, yes. I'm going to say Ice Age.
Ice Age.
The Meltdown.
Adam, yeah. I'm sorry, that is incorrect. This is the theme song to Hop. Hop.
Oh. Adam, Hop. See, I knew you were going to pick an animated one.
It was a movie apparently about the Easter Bunny that I never saw, that it had, what's his name from the X-Men? Cyclone from the X-Men.
Well, yeah. I really like the little squirrel on Ice Age. Uh-huh. I find him really funny.
Right.
And the fact that he's always trying to get that damn acorn.
Just always chasing that nut.
And and I really like it. All right. So I was, anyway.
Sadly, that was not it. Adam, we would like to say a very happy birthday to Jesse Plemons, who turns 73. Jesse Plemons turned 33, not 73. Let's see. Michael Fassbender turned 44. Christopher Maloney turned 60. Clark Gregg, that's Agent Phil Coulson, turned 59. Emmy Lou Harris.
I don't
Harris.
Know who this is, but we've got some lovely photo. Well, a lovely photo of some guy getting, like,
okay, let me
partially in some water.
Let me decode this incredibly complex theme here. The birthdays that are bolded correspond with the photos. Notice how there's three birthdays that are bolded, and those would be the photos of
Michael Fassbender.
That is Michael Fassbender in the water. Yes.
So he was wearing white shorts.
Yes.
That are leaving nothing to the imagination.
Right. Also born on this day, Rodney King, Marvin Gaye, Alec Guinness, and Hans Christian Andersen, all of whom are no longer with us. Happy birthday to each and every... Did I say Emmylou Harris? By the way, she's 74.
I think you did. Yeah,
to each and every one of you, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, everyone.
Oh, yeah, I need to...
Christopher Maloney, or whatever his name is, he was in Law & Order SVU. He's no longer in that, but the lady... She's still in it.
Hey, lady. That one?
Yeah, her. Okay. Mariska Hargitay or whatever.
Sure. From the cover of the Weekly World News back in 1996, there was a 200-foot Jesus that appeared in Washington. Do you remember that? That was
like
it was
do.
All over the news. This is the dawn of a new religious age in America, say top Bible scholars. 200-foot Jesus just appeared in Washington. Now,
you know, there is a 200-foot Jesus in Brazil. Is it Rio de Janeiro or Sao Paulo? I don't know. It's a statue, but it's maybe more than 200 feet.
Yes, there is. They're not really, they make it seem like it's a ghost because you see this transparent Jesus above the Capitol, which the Capitol, I believe, is smaller than 200 feet. I mean,
well, somebody got Photoshop happy. You know, they learned how to use this new feature. And they're like, oh, we need to use some transparency here on the...
Yeah, they did. It did. That's the greatest thing about these old photos that none of you can see, that only we can see, is that it's anyone with marginally passable Photoshop skills could have made any of these. But these are from 25 years ago, before they had that. The world's skinniest woman... The human toothpick gains 294 pounds.
That's a little bit of an insensitive nickname.
She weighed a skin and bones 31 pounds just 5 months ago, Adam.
Oh my God, 31?
31 pounds. She's now gained 294. That
I have
tops
a nipple
her in
that weighs more than 31 pounds.
294 plus 31, that's... 425
I think.
325? No, because you carry the one from the nine.
Pounds?
Yeah, 425 pounds. Yeah, so 294 plus 31 is 425.
Daniel, you are totally wrong.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure
Where
my math
you?
Is sound.
Okay.
carries 325. I get it. I got my mistake. I'm just dragging it out. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go, Adam. Those are the things. There's a lovely picture of her. she turns into a blimp. So she went from a toothpick to turning into a blimp.
Oh, wow.
A powerful new weight gain formula has turned the skinniest woman in the world into one of the fattest. ballooning her from a mere 31 pounds to a whopping 325. What is this powerful new weight gain formula, Adam? It's butter. She just eats butter. I don't know what it is.
Whataburger.
It's Whataburger. So I know that you were saying earlier, by the way, thank you very much, Cyclone, for the stories and the voluminous piles of stuff that you send us each and every week. We do appreciate it. Adam, you were talking earlier. I really do say your name a lot, don't I?
You do. It's okay.
I have to start monitoring myself about that. We were talking earlier in the show about you taking a vacation in July. Let me tell you. I have scheduled my first glamping trip in over a year. I think the last time I went camping was November of 2019. And then we had the car wreck and then COVID and everything. So I was like, I have not been camping in over a year. Yeah. So I'm very excited. I'm going the last weekend in April, April 30th through May 2nd. So that leads me to ask you this question, Adam.
The last weekend in April.
Yes. I think we'll probably take that off.
Okay. Let's take it off.
I will not be available the last weekend in April. So yeah, not going to be available. Just letting you know.
All right. Well, I will just take a break that evening.
I'm very excited. And, thank you for asking. I'm going to the Sawmill Campground.
Oh.
Getting a tent spot there. Looking forward to being there for the weekend and camping and just relaxing. Just relaxing.
Is Zach going with you?
No, Zach.
Because you did say.
Yeah, Zach is not going with me because he will not yet be fully vaccinated by that point. And he's not a fan of tent camping. So we are.
Well, that's why you said glamping.
Yes.
So I thought,
oh no,
glamping to me would be a tent where you're not in a tent.
No, well, it's a very big tent, and we have electricity, so it's tent with electricity. But
why does it have to be a big tent, Daniel? Are you a size queen? You need a big tent.
Well, I think we all know the answer to that. But the
any size tent will do. It's not the size of the tent, Daniel.
Yeah,
well, it is the.
I have a queen size mattress that I put in the tent, so it needs to be big enough for the queen size mattress. So
it's the flapping of the flap.
But
I don't know.
We are going on a trip. So Zach will be vaccinated this coming week and then, 4 weeks later. And because currently he's scheduled for the Moderna vaccines, but he will be done by May. So yeah, we are going in late May camping, and that weekend we have a cabin. But this is all just research because, Adam, I've talked to you before. I plan on buying a camper. So I'm just researching, looking at some of the campers that are for sale up there. I'm going to check out different mobile hotspot stuff to make sure that I got good internet and what the best solution that way is. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it more than you can imagine. I'm very excited about going camping.
There's a YouTuber that we watch that has, I don't know if you call it an Airstream, but it's a silver camper that is a small one that hooks, it has a hitch.
Yeah.
And it hooks up to like the back of a truck or
it's a pull car. Bar. Yeah, those are the campers that we were looking at. Yes.
And he's fixing it up and he put solar panels on top and a battery and a fridge, and the solar panels run all the electric stuff inside. Yeah. So he doesn't have to ever hook it up to electricity.
Totally off the grid. I watch a lot of those conversion van YouTube channels. Those are interesting to me. But it's something we would never do.
It's a Pokemon channel. You would never.
It would be fun. I think we talked about this before. It would be fun to do for, a week or a few weeks, or if you want to take a really, let's say you want to take a 2-month trip across the United States or something, it'd be fun to do it that way. But I would really eventually want to come back home. I would want to be in a big house with, fiber internet and, water pressure. All of those things that I've become spoiled with, Adam.
He doesn't live in the. He just takes it for long weekends.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Okay.
He doesn't live.
I could be
it.
Down with that.
He goes to national parks and stuff. But it's a Pokemon channel. It's not a.
All right, Adam. We did it again.
Oh, you said my name again.
We did it again. Another show.
We did
down, Adam. Another show, Adam. We finished.
We did, Daniel. We certainly did. Dan.
This show. Once again, if you want to send us an email, you can do so. It's contact@mixminuspodcast.com. You can send us a voicemail. Point your browsing device to mix to voicemail.mixminuspodcast.com. That's all you have to do. Just point it there. We use a little product called SpeakPipe. But you can use your cell phone. Just talk. You just push the little button. Talk. You'll sound crystal clear. It'll be great. And then we can play the contact theme. It'll be fun, Adam. Fun. I guess that's it. We'll be back next Friday evening, 10 p.m. Eastern time, right here on Pride 48.
Ati Cruza said he's been looking at flights to the U.S. and the cheapest he found was $5,300. But as we all know, Australian dollars are worth much less. That's got to be something like, I don't know, what is it like? I don't know, 25 cents maybe?
Fuck me!
This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.